I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. Wait till I tell you, Audrey, with all the letters I've been writing to yourself inside in the Examiner, haven't I become a bit of a celebrity up here in North Cork? Now, that isn't much to boast about, I know. It's like going around saying you're the cleanest person in Kilmallock. But still, it's better than being a nobody like my poor friend Burna. Anyway, wasn't it Burna herself who said I should cash in on my newfound fame? And didn't we open a cafe down the town called Rosaline's from Bala Desmond? Business is brisk, particularly the crowd who come in from Skerta Glen to see what it's like to use an inside toilet. Anyway, didn't this one who has moved down from Cork City for the simple life come in yesterday and ask what I had for vegans? And I said nothing but contempt, girl. And didn't she threaten to badmouth us to her 14,000 followers on Instagram, which is the last thing we need in fairness? Burna googled vegan options for stuck-up city bitch, and didn't it suggest lentils? My brother tried them once and he nearly farted himself over the county bounds. Do you know if it's possible to get the gas out of lentils? Rosalina Bala Desmond.
My niece runs a vegan cafe. I said, what would you give a vegan in Bala Desmond? She said, a bulletproof vest.
It's Doggy Dog in our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who think it's a disgrace they can't trade in their Cocker Spaniels. Orla _ always in short shorts said she has nothing but maximum love for her Cocker Alfie, but there's no getting away from the fact that he's just a cheap version of a Cocker Poo, and people are starting to talk in Ballinock Tennis Club. We banned her from the group for 6 weeks for not being a member of Sunday's Well Tennis Club. She said it was the least she deserved in fairness. But Fifi _ 2 White Range Rovers pointed out that Orla has a point. It's not fair that we're forced to hold on to a dog after it's gone out of fashion. Cleaner _sweatybetty jumpsuit said, you're allowed to get rid of an au pair for no reason at all. Surely you should be able to do the same with the dog. And we all agreed that's a brilliant way of putting it. Our Cocker Spaniel, Raj, is nearly 8, and he never does a runny poo that you then have to pick up in a bag. So do you know anyone that would like him, Audrey? Ken and myself are upgrading to a Cocker Poo. You can change his name if you like. Jenny, Douglas Road.
I rang the posh cousin there and said, what would you call a dog from the Douglas Road? She said, Ken. Sorry, Jenny, he just can't keep it in his pants.
Guten Tag. I'm with a large multinational out in Ballincollig, and I must say, it has been tough working from home for over a year. I never thought I would say this, but I miss the morning chats at the coffee machine with Fintan from Middleton, where I say, how was the traffic at the tunnel this morning? And he says, Yera, so-so, you know yourself. And I let it go, even though I really wanted to know the exact time and minutes that it took him. Why do Irish people have such a problem with giving a straight answer? Anyway, we are going back to work 2 days a week shortly, and I'll be renewing my flirtation with Fiona on the network team. She is all the crack. She is also very good looking for an Irish woman, which I find fantastic. I would give myself 7.67 out of 10 on the looks front, but I'm wondering, should I make a big effort to look incredible on the first day? Or is that trying too hard? And would I be better off arriving in a wrinkled Jack and Jones t-shirt and a massive hangover, as if I was from Tipperary? Jürgen, Berlin und Ballincollig.
It's a tricky one, all right. I spent £400 yesterday on a back-to-work hairdo, and my Connor said, are you trying to drive your male colleagues crazy with desire? I said, no, I'm trying to drive my female colleagues crazy with their own inadequacy. Hashtag my Connor hasn't a clue about women.
Come here. How much you have to give for a first Holy Communion these days? My nephew's had his put back so many times, he's nearly old enough to get married at this stage. But it's coming up shortly anyway, after the gormy Micheál Martin went into telly and said, you can all go up at Luba's now if you like. The old doll's booked in for a tan and all. No, all I need to know is, how much do I give the small fella? I wants to strike a balance between giving him too much, which is like a calling card for me gormy relations to tap me up for a loan, like, and giving him too little, which will make me seem as tight as a man from Carrick na Bhean. So, what's the magic number? Don't you do any? Blackpool?
My nephew's making his communion this month. I said, what's the best thing about communion? He said, Jesus Christ. I said, oh, because you're closer to Jesus Christ. He said, no, that's what Dad will keep saying after he gets a 2-day Prosecco hangover.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.